Almost 80% of Americans ages 15 to 34 say leaders from their generation would do a better job running the country than the age group largely in power today. That's according to a poll out today by the Associated Press and MTV.
The current Congress is among the oldest in U.S. history in terms of average age of legislators, the AP reports, and the poll results show young adults feel pessimistic about the current political environment. Respondents say they want to vote for candidates who care about issues important to their generation. Immigration was top of mind, possibly because the survey was conducted during the height of the migrant family separation crisis.
Gun policy is another top issue. Earlier this year, the same research group released another poll in which young adults mentioned gun policy more often than any other issue.
Meanwhile, advocacy around gun policy is growing in that age group. It's been more than 6 months since a shooter took the lives of 17 students at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and since the launch of the group March for Our Lives.
The original march calling for tighter gun control legislation has now evolved into a national student-led movement with sister organizations all over the country, including here in Arizona. And they have now turned their focus to the 2018 midterm elections. March for Our Lives Arizona announced recently they are now organizing in every congressional district in the state ahead of the midterms, and they're in the midst of a large-scale voter registration effort. For an update on where they are and what's next for the group, I sat down with March for Our Lives Arizona Executive Director Jordan Harb in our studios recently.
On a national level, there has been an insane amount of progress. I think that the number of states, the Republican states that have passed gun reform and legislation is up in the 10s and 20s and 30s even. And even here in Arizona, although we did not pass any substance legislation, we completely changed the narrative. In January, on the books to debate on the floor was a repeal of Shannon's Law. That was what the agenda was, to get rid of the only gun legislation we have. And that changed from repealing to actually debating a bill on the floor. And even though that bill did not hold everything we wanted, the fact that we were able to completely 180 the agenda of our lawmakers just shows how powerful our voices have been and how impactful this movement is, not just here, but around the country.
So now you are in the midst of sort of a campaign aimed at the midterm elections. So March for Our Lives is now, you said, in every congressional district in the state here in Arizona. You're also conducting voter registration drives statewide. Where are you? Give us a status update.
We have grown by a degree of 10 in the past couple of months. We have 7 chapters now, including East, Central, and West Valley of the Phoenix area, Flagstaff, Prescott, Yuma, Tucson, and more that are growing. And ultimately, what we are building is an extensive network of clubs and chapters who are all going out and registering young people to vote. Because I think it's starting to click now. So many students are getting involved because they see lawmakers and they connect it with their real life, because we're sitting in our classrooms and we're genuinely scared. And so moving into these midterms, we're going to be using this massive infrastructure we've built over this summer to register 3,000 students through the 30-plus clubs that we have established, and have a massive Get Out the Vote campaign to make sure every high school senior here in the state that they get out and vote.
So let's talk about what races you are focusing on. Is this every single race? Is this every single candidate? Are you working against some and for others?
We are definitely targeting those who did not listen to us in the last legislative session, and most notably the governor, because, in fact, the governor has yet to acknowledge we exist and have yet to meet with us. And so while we aren't specifically focusing on any specific legislative district or congressional district, we are definitely pushing the narrative that we are not going to support, and we are going to absolutely oppose those who did not listen to us last legislative session. Mm-hmm. Our primary goal is increasing turnout everywhere we can, in every single district, because we have students in every single district. And right now, over the summer, we have been doing report card systems where we have put out surveys to every single candidate running in Arizona, legislatively and in the governor's race. And we are going to be publishing these results sometime this week or next week in time for the primaries, so that we can get our students to vote in an educated way. Because if someone has an F because they didn't fill out our survey, it means they don't care about these issues.
So you mentioned the governor didn't meet with you. And I think that March for Our Lives students around the country have kind of faced this same challenge in the sense that, do you feel like because this is a group made up of teenagers, you are still being underestimated and overlooked by not only lawmakers, but by every kind of adult in the media or in any kind of establishment role?
Absolutely. It has been an intense uphill challenge. From the moment we stepped foot at the Capitol for the first time, there was definitely this atmosphere that, you know, we're just a bunch of kids. Even those who support us often go, oh, it's so cute. All these young people are getting involved. And even that's degrading because, you know, we just want to be taken seriously because we're here with a very specific agenda because we are scared in our schools. We want that resolved. And so when people don't take us seriously, it hurts because we are still their constituents. And I think that it's going to be a huge wake-up call these elections because just in Arizona, youth voter registration is up 8%. 8% points since Parkland, and I think that is revolutionary. That is obviously an indicator to Governor Ducey and many of the legislators who literally would get up and leave if we were in the room that we are going to be influencing these elections and they are going to have to take us seriously.
I want to talk a little bit about the future. So what do you think the size of this movement says about your generation and what might look different when you are the ones in charge?
I think one of the biggest differences that I have seen between our generation and everybody else is that we aren't partisan. And I've noticed this a lot because while we're out doing voter registration, no one actually picks a party. Mm-hmm. And even we are nonpartisan. I mean, Jacob used to be the chairman of the Teenage Republicans until he resigned. And I used to be a bit more involved in Young Democrats, and I have since alienated myself from that because a lot of young people are not identifying with partisan politics. Hmm. We reject it, and we hate it because we saw it over this legislative session as people were bickering over party politics when we are here just simply because we care about an issue.
It's not a monolith, though, right? Like, there are others in your generation who are pro-gun rights. There's even another group that's formed called March for Our Rights that's sort of meant to counter what you're saying. What's your response to that? And have you had any conversations that lead to some sort of working together?
Absolutely. I think that the biggest issue between March for Our Lives, or let's say March for Rights, and even the Patriot Movement, is just a complete lack of communication. Each side thinks that the other is out to get them. We become demonized in a way, because when I have conversations with my classmates who are more conservative, mm-hmm. they completely agree with me when I start talking to them about universal background checks and the fact that someone who has committed a crime should not be allowed to go buy a gun. Someone who is a charged domestic abuser should not go and buy a gun. They agree with these, but they're hesitant to support us because they believe that we have a false agenda where we want to take away their guns.
Do you see a future in which the polarization will continue, though?
I think at the current rate, it is definitely becoming worse. But I'm extremely hopeful that as we have this midterm and as we have more elections, new people are put in office who are younger and take on this nonpartisan attitude that this will subdue because young people are not very polarized. A lot of us just don't identify with either party. And so I'm very hopeful that within 10, 15 years, this polarization will start to subdue.
Okay. Jordan Harb is the executive director of March for Our Lives Arizona, and he's about to start his senior year at Mountain View High School in Mesa. Jordan, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.